The Worldview Weekend Rally is one night, and it's totally free as a ministry of Worldview Weekend and Worldview Weekend Foundation. And in 2017, we're going to these cities. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, April 9th. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, April 10th. La Crosse, Wisconsin, April 11th. Green Bay, Wisconsin, April 12th. Madison, Wisconsin, and April 13th, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You can register now, free of charge, at wvwtv.com/conferences. That's wvwtv.com/conferences. In Sioux Falls, across Green Bay, Madison, and Milwaukee, I'll be joined by former Muslim turned believer in Jesus Christ and pastor Sharam Hadian. Now again, these are totally free, but you must register because it's not uncommon that we fill the auditorium that we rent. Therefore, you must register so we have enough seating. You can do that at wvwtv.com/conferences.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
I'm glad you're with us. Dr. John Whitcomb joins us for another installment of what we call Ask Dr. John. We've done well over 100 of these. And we're thankful Dr. John can join us. He's the author of many books, including The Genesis Flood, which I can see right here from where I'm sitting. I can see it in my library shelf right there. And he's the author of numerous other books. And you can check out all the books that he has authored at WhitcombMinistries.org. I see another great one there on the shelf, Our Created Moon by Dr. John Whitcomb. Again, all of these books and resources can be found at WhitcombMinistries.org. Dr. Whitcomb, welcome back to the broadcast.
Thank you, brother. It's always a joy to open God's Word and listen to Him speak to us about our needs and opportunities day by day.
Well, Dr. Whitcomb, folks have sent in the questions for you, as they do. And, folks, I'd encourage you to continue to send in those questions, info@worldviewweekend.com, or the shorter URL, email address, info@worldviewradio.com, info@worldviewradio.com. Put in the subject line, please, Ask Dr. John, and we'll try to get your questions onto him. And here's the first one, Dr. John. What are some of your favorite experiences in ministry?
Well, the first one, of course, is available to everybody. You don't have to be an evangelist, a missionary, a pastor, a professor. You can be a born-again Christian, even a young child. Listen to this. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God, and the peace of God that passes understanding shall encompass your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for that assurance that we can come to you any moment of the night or day with our needs, and to thank you, to express our love to you, to ask you for help, strength, opportunities to serve you. And another favorite experience of mine through these years has been to write books, to write articles, to do tapes, videos, and so forth that are available, as you perhaps know, on our website, and just to be able to express in written form, in audio form, the thoughts that God has given to me through study of His Word through all these years. And here's another one I love to do. Distribute God-honoring gospel tracts, the good news of salvation in written form. When I go into a restaurant or a store or wherever, I just give people these tracts and say, this I trust will be of help to you, encouragement to you, and to see that the written word, even if they, you know, set it aside and don't intend to read it, but it'll be there, sitting there, waiting to be picked up by somebody someday and read. And millions of people, can I put it mildly, millions of people have come to the Savior through reading tracts like this. The gospel, the way of salvation in written form. And so we just say, thank you, Lord, for these opportunities to express in one way or another our love for you, our desire to share your good news with people everywhere around us. Praise God.
Thank you, Dr. John. And even as we're speaking, questions are coming in by email for the next installment of Ask Dr. John. So we appreciate that. Info@worldviewradio.com if you'd like to ask Dr. John a question on our next broadcast. Well, here's the next one, Dr. John. What will happen next in Bible prophecy?
Okay, everybody should know about this. What is going to happen next? Are you ready for the bad news first? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. But the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit of God, explicitly says that in the later times, some will fall away from the faith. They'll do what? They'll fall away from the faith, from God's truth, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons by means of the hypocrisy of liars seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron. And so it goes on and lists things that we can see before our very eyes are signs of the end of the world. Listen to 2 Timothy. This is the last letter that Paul wrote. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 1. And I say, oh Lord, please don't do this. Here it is. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. Things aren't evolving, getting better and better, nicer and nicer. People are happier and happier. No, listen to this. Men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious, gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, note that point, although they have denied its power. And I say, Lord, we see it everywhere. In my own lifetime, I've only lived 92 years on this earth, dear friends, but I just can't believe what changes have happened. Are we getting nicer, happier, more godly, more loving as a nation, as a world population? No. Violence everywhere. Tragedies. Abortion. Homosexuality. Things that I could never have imagined when I was a young man. Even though I wasn't even a Christian at that time, until I was 18 years old at Princeton University, God's mercy, I came to a saving knowledge of Jesus through a campus ministry there. And I just say, Lord, how can it get worse? And so God tells us, be careful, because here's a terrible one. Luke 18:8. Now Jesus is explaining what's going to happen as the world approaches the end just before his return. Luke 18:8. I tell you, Jesus said, that he will bring forth justice speedily. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find the faith on the earth? Now wait a minute. The faith, not just faith. There'll be millions of people believing in Jesus. But the faith means, in the Greek word, tein pistin, means a full, solid, comprehensive mastery of the Bible. I've had the marvelous privilege of studying God's Word for well over 75 years, but friends, I have a long ways to go. May I suggest that it's going to be, as the time approaches, very few, if any, will have mastered the Word of God. So there'll be compromise, there'll be confusion, and I say, Lord, help me to be prepared for what's coming next. But wait a minute, coming what? Next. The next thing actually that's going to happen is called the rapture of the church. All born-again Christians, men, women, and children who know Jesus in their hearts, will suddenly vanish from the earth, be caught up into heaven with glorified bodies without experiencing death. Yes, the dead in Christ shall rise first, but we who are alive and remain should be caught up with them in the air to meet our Savior. And I say thank you, God, for the blessed hope of the soon appearing of the Lord Jesus to remove the body, the bride of Christ, from this earth and to begin what we call the Great Tribulation, a seven-year period of testing, preparing the world for the coming kingdom of Jesus Christ at his second coming. So, friends, things are happening. Big things are going to happen. Are we ready? Are we ready? May God help us.
Thank you, Dr. John. And that's the voice of Dr. John Whitcomb of WhitcombMinistries.org. He joins us here about every other Tuesday for what we call Ask Dr. John. And by the way, all of these programs, over 100 hours, well over 100 hours, they were probably approaching 125 to 130 or more hours of these kind of interviews available for you archived in the Situation Room at situationroom.net. Maybe you go on a walk every day or whatever you might be doing, working in the kitchen, sitting at your desk working, and you want to get basically a layman's seminary degree. Well, one way to do that would be simply to just listen to the over 100 hours of Ask Dr. John, and you'll find all those archived in our library at situationroom.net, situationroom.net. Well, Dr. John, here's the next one. Could the creation of stars in Genesis 1 have a double meaning, namely physical stars as well as angels?
Well, let's maybe correct that slightly if I can change it. Could the creation of stars in Genesis 1, which of course happened on the fourth day, this God created two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also, that was the fourth day. But could there be a double meaning there, namely angels as well as physical stars? You mean angels were created on day four? Well, friends, let me say this. Job, the book of Job, tells us an amazing thing about angels. Are you ready for this one? Job 38, verse 4. Where were you? God says to Job, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding, who set its measurements, since you know, or who stretched out the line on it? On what were its bases sunk, or who laid its cornerstone? Now listen, when the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy. You see, morning stars, what does that mean? Well, we are told, of course, in the first chapter of Job, that these sons of God were angels. That's a term used of angels, which of course simply means they were directly created by God. And so when Satan came to the Lord in Job chapter 1, we read this statement, Job 1:6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. Really? Yes. Sons of God, in not in a spiritual sense, but in a creation sense, they were created by God. But the question we need to think about here for a moment is when were these angels shouting for joy? When the earth was created, they saw the creation of the sun, moon, and stars. They saw the creation of the planet Earth in Genesis 1:1. So they were not there being created on the fourth day, but before the first day. And I say that is amazing, Lord, to think that those angels had that marvelous privilege of seeing all these things that Jesus did, including the creating of themselves as angels. So praise the Lord for that insight that we learned from the book of Job.
Hold it right there, Dr. John. We'll be right back with more. Breaking news here at Worldview Weekend and very exciting news. Hello, I'm Brandon House, and due to the feedback of many of our attendees to the Worldview Weekend in Branson, Missouri, and to make the Worldview Weekend more relaxing, we're moving the Worldview Weekend north of Branson. This way, you can show up and park your car, and you don't have to leave the grounds the entire weekend if you don't want to. No more rushing between the conference center and the hotel and the restaurant and back to the conference center. It's all in one location. We've negotiated incredibly affordable room rates at the beautiful Tantara Resort in Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri, on the beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. It's 1,500 miles of shoreline in the beautiful rolling hills of Lake of the Ozarks. Now, if you're flying in, you'll still fly into Springfield, Missouri Airport. That's about 90 minutes from the resort. And this is a great location for families. Bring your children, bring your grandchildren, and let them enjoy the resort as well as the great Biblical Worldview Weekend. Now, if you have children that are too young to attend or grandkids that are too young to attend the conference, guess what? Now they will have something to do with a relative or a babysitter while the rest of the family takes in the Worldview Weekend. There's an indoor water park. There's bowling alley. There's an arcade. There's an ice cream shop. There's a pizza shop. There's multiple restaurants. My favorite, Black Bear Lodge. I've had the chance to eat there several times. Check it out, won't you? WorldviewWeekend.com/Ozarks. WorldviewWeekend.com/Ozarks, and you will see the beautiful pictures of this beautiful resort. Hey, now it is truly a vacation with a purpose. Now, if you're planning to take in some of Branson, you still can do that before or after the conference because Branson is just about 90 minutes south of the conference center. Hey, don't delay. I think we're going to fill up fast with this new location that has so much to offer people of all ages. And wait till you see the conference center on this beautiful lake surrounded by the rolling hills of the Ozarks. Hey, I think this is a smart move for the 14th annual National Worldview Weekend now on Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri. WorldviewWeekend.com/Ozarks. Check it out, won't you? Register by February 21st for priority upfront seating. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Our guest is Dr. John Whitcomb for another installment of Ask Dr. John. Dr. John, were you done with the answer to our last question? Did we need to let you continue, or were you done?
I was done. That covered it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Here's the next one. Someone emailed in this question, folks. Can a person be divinely abandoned? They say, I'm scared. Is it too late for me? Dr. John?
Well, friends, the amazing thing about this is that we cannot be abandoned. And someone actually wrote to me and said, well, I'm just so discouraged. And it's just too late for me. Really? Well, Jesus said in Matthew 11:20-28, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. No, God doesn't abandon us. He reaches out to us. There's no need to be scared. It's not too late. What do you mean it's not too late? Well, listen, friends. There was a thief on a cross. You remember Luke chapter 23? Let's turn to that just for a moment. This is absolutely amazing. And here's if anyone had a reason to be discouraged or totally defeated, it was that a thief on a cross ready to die within minutes. And so we read in Luke 23 these words. One of the criminals who was hanged there, that is next to Jesus, there were two criminals on either side of Jesus on those three crosses. He was hurling abuse at him, saying, are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other, thief answered and rebuked him and said, "Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds. But this man," looking at Jesus next to him, "has done nothing wrong." And he was saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, are you ready for this, friends? "Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise." You are born again. You are saved. And I say, well, that is absolutely astounding. You mean at the last minute, just before he died, he could be saved and go and be with Jesus? Yes. But I have a word of warning for you, friends. Do not wait until you think it's the last day, the last hour. Repent, believe now, while you have opportunity. Never think for 1 minute that God has abandoned you. No, friends, we see just the opposite in God's precious word. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 10:13, we read this amazing promise. No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above you what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure it. And so you can't say, well, I've been abandoned by God. It's too late for me. No, friends. Jesus says, come, in whatever condition you're in, whatever state of mind or heart or soul, he is the God of love. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, his unique son, his one and only son, Jesus. He doesn't hate the world. He doesn't abandon the world. He came to save. And I say, thank you, God, for your mercy and for your love. Praise him.
It's Dr. John Whitcomb of WhitcombMinistries.org, and we're rolling through the questions here that you've sent in. And if you would like to send in some questions for the next program, all you got to do is email us, info@worldviewradio.com, info@worldviewradio.com, and please put in the subject line, Ask Dr. John. All right, here's the next one, Dr. John. How can Satan, having been cast out of heaven, still have access to God as the accuser of our brethren, of our brethren, as we see in Revelation 12:10? How do we reconcile the holiness of God with Satan in his presence?
Yes. Satan approaches God, as we saw in Job chapter 1, with his fellow angels, fallen angels, and argues with him and debates with him and so forth. You say, well, why does God allow that to happen? Well, as a matter of fact, dear friends, why does he allow us to approach him in our fallen, sinful state? Oh, how can he tolerate that? Why didn't, when Adam sinned against God in Genesis 1, why didn't he just wipe out the human race? The answer is this, friends, that the Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the whole world was created, John chapter 1, came all the way down from heaven to this planet to be with us here, walking, talking with sinners. Do you know that his half-brothers, during the 30 years of his life, first 30 years, did not believe in him? My, what I say, Lord, how could the Lord Jesus Christ, who is holy, sinless, perfect, have been constant conversation, debates with unbelievers who ended up, of course, proving their hatred for him by crucifying him? And I say, well, that is an amazing thing that we can never fathom until we even get to heaven. And he came down to be with us, live among us, show his love to us, That's the kind of a God the Bible reveals. And so we can reconcile the holiness of God with Satan in his presence on that basis, that God is in constant relationship, contact, appealing to those who need salvation. And so I say, well, Lord, I'm ready for you to show me how this works, because we too, in our sin nature, deserve to be cast away from him, from his presence. And I say thank you for your mercy that never fails.
Thank you, Dr. John. Here's the next one. Why will there be need for a wall around the New Jerusalem? As we see in Revelation 21, verse 12, will evil people be in that world per Revelation 21, verse 27?
Yes. Now, this is not the millennium. This is the eternal state after the millennium. And forever and ever, we're told in the book of Revelation, there will be worship on the basis of a relationship to God. The church, represented by the 12 apostles, will be the foundation of that New Jerusalem. The 12 gates around the city will represent the 12 tribes of Israel. And then outside the gates, outside that wall, will be Gentile believers bringing their material offerings in worship to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read that verse, Revelation 21, and verse 12. This city will have what? A great and high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and that represents the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. And it says, and the wall of the city has 12 foundation stones, and on them are the 12 names of the 12 tribes of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the wall is just enormous, according to verse 17. 72 yards, and the material of the wall was jasper. And I say, well, no, and there are 12 gates, and we go on and on about this huge, magnificent city, and the foundation, but wait a minute, how about these people that are trying to come into the city? Are they evil people trying to attack, destroy the things of God? All right, listen to verse 27. And nothing unclean and no one who practices abomination and lying shall ever come into it, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So what about these nations then? Verse 24, and the nations shall walk by its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory into it, and in the daytime its gates shall never be closed, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. So there won't be unbelievers attacking, threatening God's people in that place. And we say, that is amazing, Lord, that forever and ever there be three groups of people, three peoples, Christians, Jews, Gentiles. And they'll each have a relationship and a function. And I say, well, that's amazing, because we know that that unbelievers will be gone into a place called hell, the lake of fire. They won't be there attacking, threatening anything in the coming eternal state as described in Revelation 21. May God help us to fathom the amazing complexity and marvel of God's plan for eternity for his people.
Dr. John Whitcomb of WhitcombMinistries.org. We have two more questions for Dr. John in on today's broadcast. And again, you can get your question in by simply emailing us, info@worldviewradio.com, info@worldviewradio.com, and please put in the subject line, Ask Dr. John, and we'll forward those on to him for our next broadcast 2 weeks from today, Lord willing. Also, before we go to the break and come back with more questions, let me remind you, we have redesigned the website of WVWTV.com, and you can go there now and see lots of television broadcasts that we produce and that are available to you free of charge to watch as a ministry of Worldview Weekend, Worldview Weekend Foundation. After a few weeks, they do roll into the Situation Room, although I do see a few on that page that are more than a few weeks old, because we try to leave some content out there so that folks can always be edified and equipped and encouraged, but also see what it is we're all about. We have hundreds and hundreds of television programs in the Situation Room, so it doesn't hurt to leave a couple dozen out there for the public to watch. And we are always posting new ones. In fact, this afternoon we'll be posting the next television program of Sharam Hadian. And then later in the week, another one by Tommy Ice and Mike Abendroth. And we just keep rolling through them. Justin Peters has got a new one. So you'll find that new design page at WVWTV.com. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, I'm Brandon House. As you know, a few years ago, we set out to be the premier biblical worldview radio and television network. And as you know, today we produce and distribute numerous radio and television programs from our Memphis, Tennessee studios. Each week we spend hours filming, recording, and post-editing these programs to make them available to you and Christians around the world at absolutely no charge. Please remember that we do not charge any of these broadcast partners, and in fact, we cover their travel and lodging. These programs are largely made possible because of your partnership with us through your tax-deductible contributions to the Worldview Weekend Foundation. Can you imagine the man hours required to produce these television programs? Not to mention the hundreds of hours in studying, filming, and post-production we do each year. Then there's the cost of producing and distributing these programs. It includes the bandwidth we must pay for that our app, our Roku channel, and our website consume each time you watch one of our programs. We also have the cost of our computer tech, server administrator, servers, backup servers on the cloud, video player that streams each program, that's a monthly fee, flying our broadcasters in to our TV studio in Memphis to film and paying for their lodging and then flying them back home. So I'm coming to you today with a very special request. We need to generate $4,000 a month in additional ministry donations to cover our budgets and the projects that we are currently involved in that include all of these free TV shows, radio shows, and our free Worldview Weekend rallies. Now, if you're in a position to be able to help support this broadcast ministry and you're not doing so, will you please consider becoming a monthly contributor starting today? If you can't, we understand. But if you can, would you help out? We need 40 new individuals to commit to partnering with us in ministry at $100 per month. 40 people at $100 a month, or 80 people at $50 per month, or 160 at $25 per month. In all our years of ministry, I'm not aware that we've ever put out such a challenge. And we're not doing so on a whim. We've spent years proving our commitment, ministry results, stewardship, and doctrinal faithfulness. And I think we have a proven track record that now justifies this challenge. Now our ministry is producing 8 television programs alone, as you know, not to mention all the free radio shows. So please let us know that we can count on you. Would you email us today, info@worldviewweekend.com, info@worldviewweekend.com, and let us know if you're willing to become a monthly contributor and at what level, $100 a month, $50 a month, or $25 a month. Please remember, we're hoping to increase our monthly contributions by $4,000 per month so we have all of our monthly expenses covered and can meet our budget challenge and ministry opportunities. The last thing we want to do is have to cancel any of our television programs or our free rallies because our ministry opportunities have outpaced our support. You can set up a monthly contribution online at wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com, or you can send a check each month to Worldview Weekend, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. You can also call in your donation each month at 901-853-8792. We're looking for some new ministry partners. Will you be that partner with us? Thank you. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, website worldviewradio.com. Don't forget about our upcoming free one-night Worldview Weekend rallies coming to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Madison, Wisconsin, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Five cities and five nights. It's free of charge. We'll take a free will offering to offset the cost of renting the hotel ballroom, but other than that, it's free. No one is turned away over dollars, that's for sure. We do need you to register, though, so we can have enough seats. We filled 9 out of 10 cities last year on our 10 cities and 10 night tour. And so we just need to make sure we have enough seats available for you. Sometimes we have to bring in more chairs and be ready to go with that. So if you can register, we sure do appreciate it because it helps us to know what to prepare for. And you can do that at worldviewweekend.com/conferences, worldviewweekend.com/conferences. Shahram Haidian will be with me, former Iranian Muslim. His family left Iran 6 weeks before the fall of Iran, the fall of the Shah. And he came to salvation in Christ alone. He's now a Christian pastor. He has been a police officer and ran for governor in Washington State. And he has key contacts in our government, in our intelligence community, with lots of information. So he'll be presenting some brand new presentations he's worked up just for this little tour. So these are brand new presentations. I'll have a brand new presentation as well. We'll both be there live in person. We look forward to visiting with you before and after. And it's a great time of fellowship. I know some of you just enjoy being with other like-minded Christians, and this is your opportunity to do that in these five cities. Full details at worldviewweekend.com/conferences. And I would say this is easily for someone 10 years of age and up. And maybe even some younger kids could understand a lot of what's happening, and even if they only understand bits and pieces, it's good for them to be introduced to these kind of events. I remember going and hearing people like Dr. John Whitcomb when I was certainly 10 years of age, or maybe even a little younger. So it's good to be introduced to these type of events at a very early age. So bring along the whole family. That's five nights. You'll find all the details at worldviewweekend.com/conferences. And then, of course, our Ozarks Worldview Weekend is filling nicely. People from literally all over the country, from the West Coast, the East Coast, down south, way up into northern Minnesota, they're coming from all over and will be on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline. Our first time there, the Branson Conference for 13 years was there in Branson. You can still go to Branson before or after our conference if you want, because it's not that far away, just down the road. But this is now one location at a resort. No more running from the car to the hotel, to the conference center, to the restaurants, back to the conference center, all in one location. All the restaurants are there, and they've got pizza and hamburger joints and full restaurants, white linen. I mean, they have the gamut. You can go very inexpensively or not have a really nice meal. It's up to you. There's that choice. Bowling alley, indoor water park, all kinds of things for younger kids to do for sure if you want to bring along a babysitter or maybe a family member to watch the younger kids while you take in the conference. So that's not something that's been available before, but now it is, and we want to continue to offer these things because we've had many young families over the years say, what do we do with the young children? We want to bring them with us, and maybe they're too young to attend, but now they can still be right there on the grounds, have fun with a family member or a babysitter while the rest of you take in the conference. All the details for that are at worldviewweekend.com/Ozarks, worldviewweekend.com/Ozarks, or the shorter URL, wvwtv.com/Ozarks, wvwtv.com/Ozarks. All right, joining me now is Dr. John Whitcomb of WhitcombMinistries.org for what we call Ask Dr. John. Again, his website is WhitcombMinistries.org. You'll also find him on Facebook, and you can also find him on Sermon Audio. We also carry his sermon each week on our radio platform at worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com, and VCY America carries him at 7:30 on Sunday mornings. And again, you'll find him at sermonaudio.com/Whitcomb, sermonaudio.com/Whitcomb, and facebook.com/Whitcomb Ministries. And then, as I've said, his website is whitcombministries.org. All right, Dr. John, the next question sent in by one of our listeners is, can the non-elect ever be saved? Does the Holy Spirit convict them as he does the elect? Well, I know that's a controversial question, but that's what someone has sent in, and I know you're not afraid to tackle it.
Well, I am afraid to tackle it without the help of the Holy Spirit, who wrote a book to tell us these mysteries. And here's where we start. John chapter 6, verse 37. Jesus said, "All that the Father gives me shall come to me." Those are the elect, aren't they? But wait. "And the one who comes to me, I will certainly not cast out." Now, wait a minute. You apparently have two groups of people here. All the Father gives me, and the one who comes to me. Well, you say, well, how can there be a conflict between those two groups of people? Now, friends, careful here. This is not easy. In fact, it's infinitely difficult. It's what we call an antinomy, an apparent contradiction, something that looks like it can't possibly fit together. Really? Well, way back in the Old Testament, in the fifth book of Moses called Deuteronomy, we have this statement. Deuteronomy chapter 23. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Deuteronomy 23:29. God tells us here, friends, that what he has revealed is simply impossible for the human mind to fathom. 29:29. "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law." Really? Secret things that God has not explained to us? Yes. Oh, but all the things he has revealed to us and to our sons forever fill the whole Word of God, 66 books of it. But friends, let's face this, shall we? The 66 books of the Bible are an infinitesimal speck compared to what God knows. Through all eternity, we'll be learning more and more when we get to heaven in God's grace about what he said, what he meant by what he said, what he's done, why he did it, the way he did it. And we'll be discovering things we never believed possible. Yes. But listen to this now. Isaiah, the greatest of the Old Testament writing prophets, chapter 55, verse 8. God said, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways are your ways, declares the Lord." Really? How different are they? "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Now, friends, that's a lot of space in there, right? As the heavens are higher than the earth, my ways higher than yours, my thoughts higher than yours. And I say, well, Lord, I think I got a point here. There are many things in the Bible. I've had the privilege of studying and teaching the Bible for many, many years, 70 plus years. We're just beginning to understand some of the basics of who God is, what he's like, what he's done, what he said, what he meant by what he said, what he's going to do, creation, providence, eschatology, prophecies. We're just beginning to grasp it. And when you come to some verses and say, well, I don't understand this, so I'm not going to believe it. God says, you will believe it even if you don't understand it. here's a starter. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Can you fathom that? I cannot. I believe it, but I can't explain it. And I say, well, Lord, how about the great Apostle Paul, who was doubtless the most brilliant of the apostles in the New Testament? Well, listen to what he said. Romans 11:33, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Are you ready for this? How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, who has become his counselor, who has first given to him that it might be paid back to him again? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Dr. John Wood.
Thank you, God, for that wonderful provision for our understanding of what you meant by what you said.
Absolutely. Dr. John Whitcomb of WhitcombMinistries.org, WhitcombMinistries.org. We'll save the next question for right after the break so we don't interrupt Dr. John. And again, remind you that if you would like to send in your question, you can do that by just emailing us info@worldviewradio.com, info@worldviewradio.com. Please put in the subject line, Ask Dr. John, because we get hundreds of emails, and that allows us to more quickly find them and forward them on to him. So info@worldviewradio.com, and then simply Ask Dr. John in your subject line, and then ask your question, and we'll send it on. I'm not aware, folks, that we – so some of you say, oh, I haven't heard my question being answered. I'm not aware that we are filtering out any questions. I think pretty much anyone that sends a question, we send it on for him to answer. We don't try to filter out what we send to him. We just send it to him, and then the list is prepared for him to go over and make his notes and be ready to answer those questions. So we're not afraid of taking on controversy. And as you just heard, we took on one dealing with a very controversial topic, dealing with the elect, the non-elect. But the Bible teaches it, doesn't it? The Bible teaches all that the Father gives to me, none will I turn away. You know, that God may grant them repentance. We see this, don't we? We see this in John. We see this in Matthew. It's what we call the doctrine of confluence or concurrence. They're both true. They're hard to understand in our human mind, as Dr. John said, but they're both true. There'll be nobody in hell saying, well, I wanted to believe, I wanted to repent, but I wasn't allowed to. No one will be there saying that. And the fact that this person is writing this question in earlier about being scared, can I be divinely abandoned? I'm scared. Is it too late for me? That kind of goes along with this question. She's basically saying, can I be one of the elect? Well, the fact that she's concerned right there shows that that's something going on spiritually, right? So again, we just simply go to the scripture to answer these questions, and that's what we're endeavoring to do. So when we come back, we'll get to the last one for Dr. John, the last question you guys have sent in, and we'll continue right after this break. Don't forget about telling your friends about our free app to take our radio shows and TV shows with them on the go. It's a free app for iPhone, iPad, Android at wvwtv.com/app, wvwtv.com/app. And then, of course, our free Roku TV channel, where you can watch all these programs on your flat-screen TV through Roku. That's wvwtv.com/Roku, wvwtv.com/R-O-K-U. And we'll be right back. Four clubs for the price of one. That's what's going on now at SituationRoom.net. We just added WorldviewTraining.com as one of the new clubs as part of your membership. At WorldviewTraining.com, you can take biblical worldview classes, and we'll be adding new classes on a regular basis. You also have access to MyWorldview.com, which is our biblical worldview social media page. You also get the membership to Worldviewpedia, our biblical online worldview and Bible software program. Check it out, worldviewpedia.com, myworldview.com, worldviewtraining.com, and SituationRoom.net. Four clubs for the price of one. Now about $110,000 in resources on demand. Four clubs for the price of one for just $8.99 a month. Get a membership if you don't have one. Give your email address and password to anybody in your immediate family that lives in your household, or if they're away at college, that's fine. And your entire family can enjoy all four of these clubs for just $8.99 a month or $89.99 a year. Check it out, won't you? SituationRoom.net/join. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. By the way, I put up a new radio program by Abner Chow on Sunday night. He's teaching through the book of 2 Timothy verse by verse. And we have another recording with him this afternoon at 4:30 Central Time. So we'll be back in the studio at 4:30 recording that up for future broadcast. We're trying to stay weeks ahead with his busy schedule. And you can listen to his teaching on 2 Timothy verse by verse at worldviewradio.com. So I posted the other one up there just the other night. I know he's a favorite of Mike Abendroth, and I know that one of the police detectives in our community has really told me that he's enjoyed listening to Abner Chow and learning a lot from Abner Chow. We're excited. Abner is going to be with us live in person at the Ozarks Worldview Weekend, April 28, 29, and 30. But I know we have a lot of content around here, folks, so we're constantly producing new content, and maybe it's a little overwhelming, so I like to highlight every now and then some of that new content. And now we've got the new radio show of Jason Pratt, called It's Not Rocket Science, as well as a new broadcast with Abner Chow, the next study of 2 Timothy, all there at worldviewradio.com. All right, so I'd like to remind you from time to time, this is not the only program in town. There's many other great Bible teachers and Bible teaching programs, and that's what we've built there at our website, is a network of broadcast partners. And so I hope you'll check out Abner Chow's latest broadcast. Be sure to stay tuned for Crosstalk coming up after our program, America's original Christian talk program on more than 100 stations nationwide, started in the early, sometime in the 1970s, mid-70s or so, and that makes it America's original Christian talk program, Crosstalk with your host, Jim Schneider. All right, Dr. Whitcomb, here is our next question. Why did God... Now, I think we've had this question before, but we'll answer it again. Maybe it's someone sent in the same question, but I think we have had this one before, but that's all right. Here it is. Why did God tell Noah to bring clean animals into the ark by sevens and all the others by twos?
Yes, listen to this statement. Genesis 7 is a clarification of what God had said at the end of chapter 6, you bring two of each kind. Now this two of each kind was the vast majority of birds and animals, but there were special exceptions to this that are described in Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14. There are clean animals. Well, what are those? All right. Those were animals that were acceptable by a holy God as a sacrifice on an altar. Now, why did they come in by sevens instead of by twos? Because there were three pairs and an extra. Well, what happened to the extra, the seventh one? Listen to this. Next chapter, Genesis 8:20. Noah, that's after the flood ended, built an altar. The first mention in the Bible of an altar to the Lord, and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. My, well, what's that for? Well, that's the foundation, of course, of the whole Old Testament program of animal sacrifices. The blood of animals could never take away sin, but it was symbolic, you see, of the blood of Jesus that takes away sin. And as people accepted, cooperated, involved themselves in coming to the temple, the tabernacle and the temple, at great cost of their precious animals, sheep and goats and oxen and so forth, that were clean animals and birds, they were given a spectacular visual aid of the cost of sin. And if they believed in God, their sin, of course, was taken away. On the basis of the blood of Jesus that would be shed for sins committed beforehand, as Romans tells us. and this in chapter 3 of Romans. Now, friends, this is extremely difficult for Christians to fathom because we don't offer animal sacrifices in the church age. They will be offered again in the millennial kingdom, according to Ezekiel and other passages, for Israel. And I say, well, Lord, what an amazing difference between the people of Israel and the church. Yes, and the confusion is spelled out in the book of Acts as early Christians couldn't understand that Judaism was no longer God's exclusive program for worship. So now, of course, after the temple was destroyed in AD 70, in these hundreds of years since then, we understand that God has something for us by which we can enter into his presence, namely faith in the finished work of Jesus, God's Son, on the cross, who paid for our sins forever. And I say, well, that is amazing that God gave such visual aids to Israelites for hundreds and hundreds of years. And, of course, many, many Jews today think that if they can just participate in some kind of a ritual in their synagogues, they will be saved. No, by faith. Faith in God's revelation of the finished work of his Son on the cross, confirmed by his resurrection from the dead. The amazing differences between Israel and the church. But having said that, let's make it clear that nobody has ever been saved and never will be apart from the grace of God based on the payment that Jesus made on that cross. And so we see through all of history, God is showing by visual aids, by messages, by revelation, by the coming of his Son to the world 2,000 years ago, that we're saved by grace through faith based on the merits of Jesus. And so we see that the offering of these animals back in the Old Testament was God's gracious way to show people something significant has to happen to be accepted by a holy God, possessed, dominated, controlled as we are by our sin nature. I say thank you, Lord, that every part of the Bible fits together to show us the grace and mercy and love of God.
Amen. Dr. John Whitcomb of WhitcombMinistries.org, WhitcombMinistries.org. You also find him at sermonaudio.com/Whitcomb and facebook.com/Whitcomb Ministries. Dr. John, thanks for being with us, my friend.
Amen. Praise God for the privilege. May God be with all of you.
Thank you, Dr. John. Don't you love Dr. John? We think he's wonderful. What a blessing. All right, folks, thank you for listening. Hey, don't forget, it's a great time right now while you're thinking about it. Go and get registered for the free Worldview Weekend rallies coming up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Madison, Green Bay, Milwaukee. 100% new material. It'll be a great, encouraging evening and help you understand the times. New material. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hi, this is Wayne Shepherd, the host of Encounter God's Truth from Whitcomb Ministries. Each week we bring you the Bible teaching of Dr. John Whitcomb, who has been proclaiming for the past 65 years that God's Word is true from the beginning to the end. We are very blessed to partner with Brannon House and worldviewradio.com. Like us, Brannon is committed to providing his audience with sound biblical truth, and each week he faithfully distributes our program through his online network to a large number of devoted listeners. Whitcomb Ministries is very grateful for his generosity to our ministry. And we know that this effort is making a huge difference in our ability to reach out with our Bible-upholding broadcast. If our program has made an impact on you through Worldview Weekend, we urge you to consider making a tax-deductible contribution at www.wvwfoundation.com. You can also send a check to Worldview Weekend Foundation, Post Office Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Or call us to give by credit card at 901-853-8792. The world is growing darker. The time is getting shorter, and we must do all that we can to share the message of God's grace and His amazing plan for the future. For Dr. John Whitcomb, I'm Wayne Shepherd. Thanks for listening to Worldview Weekend Radio and Encounter God's Truth.